True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It's Hour 2, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. A football Friday unlike any other. We do have Rangers baseball coming up at 5:30. We have Stephen Jones coming up in just a few minutes here on your home of the Cowboys. An eventful day, an eventful week as they get set to host the New York Giants, our pregame Sunday at 9 a.m. with Broadus and Chiafalo. Kickoff at noon.
Yeah, we'll be outside.
Very nice.
Middle Light Plaza.
Weather going to be mild enough?
Yeah, I think
late
I think
morning?
We'll be, I think we'll be all right. 9 a.m. Yeah, we should be good.
That will be outstanding. Lucius Alexander is in Las Vegas covering the Crawford and Canelo fight for us. It'll be on Netflix tomorrow night. So he'll have a special Friday edition of LA Live from Vegas here coming up in at 4:20, about an hour and 15 minutes or so. All right. There's a Stephen Jones joining us now here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing really good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're outstanding. You know, how you feeling about your roster after week one? Looked like you were pretty close to the champs.
Well, we like our roster, and I think it's, I actually love everything about our team. Let's start with Coach Schottenheimer. I think he's just been outstanding. And, of course, anytime you go into your first game with a new coach who's calling plays and a new defensive coordinator, a new special teams coordinator, a lot of new players, there's a lot of unknowns. So, you're never satisfied with losing a football game, but you did see the makings of what this team can be between, their physicality, their play style, their energy. I think if we continue to build on that, then we got a chance to be a really good football team, and it's going to start Sunday against the Giants.
You know, so much of it comes down to, can you stop the run and can you run? Connor Riley talked about that in part of our draft coverage, months ago now. But I thought you guys took big steps in the right direction with both those things.
Absolutely. I mean, I love our group between Clayton and Connor, what they're doing with that offensive group. It's a young group, I think, with a lot of upside in terms of where they can go as a unit, playing together, executing. I think it's all in front of them. And obviously between Tyler Guyton, between Tyler Booker and BB, you're talking about guys with less than 2 years of experience, and Booker obviously a rookie. I think as they continue to work together, they're only going to get better. And I like the depth in the line and, feel good in general about the direction with their leadership.
You guys had Jadeveon Clowney in earlier this week. How was that visit, and is the door closed on that, or is that potentially something we could circle back to and get added to the roster?
Absolutely, it's open. We had a great visit with him. He wanted to come in and see what we're about. Obviously, he's a the true ultimate veteran, and I think he, that was a get-to-know-you session. He wanted to get to know what our organization's about, Coach Schottenheimer and his staff, and Coach White Cotton and Flus, wanted to see the facilities, you know, get a feel for us. And I think he came away very positive. And we came away, you know, from our get to know you, we came away very positive as well. I mean, I think, you know, after losing Mike, he can do a lot of things to help us. You know, we lost him, but as you mentioned, you know, in terms of running the ball, I thought we did a great job running it, and then stopping the run was the big thing. And other than, you know, Kurt, who's obviously good at making yardage off scrambling, I thought we did a good job stopping it. And then it all started with Kenny Clark in terms of what he's bringing to the table. But to add a piece like Jadeveon, I think, is could really be helpful to us, and we'll see where that goes here over the next few days.
Hey, Steven, if I can kind of follow up back about, was that just him wanting to visit you guys, or was there something that you guys saw through training camp and then into week one that made you feel like that you needed to talk to an edge?
I just felt like, you know, after we as an organization felt like, you know, anytime you lose a piece like Micah, you know, and don't replace it right away, we certainly added to the interior with Kenny, but we're obviously missing something there on the outside. We felt like that was a strength, you know, in spite of the fact we're losing Micah with the group we have there. But when you have the opportunity to bring a guy in like him, and we did a lot of film work on him, you know, leading up to this, and really felt like he can bring something that can be very helpful to us. I think he's very disruptive. He certainly has production as well. And, you know, it's not like we're going to ask him to go in there and play 60 plays. We want to get, you know, a number of pass rushes out of him every game and a number of really good plays. And we think he can be disruptive on those and could make a difference if we could figure out how to get him signed and get him on this football team.
Steven, was it a difficult decision? And you were talking about Guyton just a little bit ago about how he played and stuff. Was it a difficult decision for you guys with Guyton not having a lot of preseason work and Nate Thomas having a pretty darn good camp? Was it pretty difficult to have to make that decision on who started left tackle against the Eagles?
Well, that's a great problem to have, and I 1,000% agree. Nate Thomas had one hell of a camp, and that's what you hope happens. When you want a young guy, especially, step up like Nate did what he did. But at the same time, Guyton was having such a special camp and like what he does. But everybody between Steele and Guyton, they need to do their job every week because Nate Thomas is ready to play. He's prepared to play. And as I said, not only do I like our starting five, I love our depth. And, you know, between TJ and you know, obviously Nate Thomas and Hoffman there at the center position. And then, you know, the other depth we have, Adeniji and that crew. I just like the whole group.
Steven, you opened the door for me. I'm going to walk through it. How about with Steele? Could we see Nate Thomas maybe working at some right tackle? That give you a really power piece over on that right side.
Yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the day, that's what we want to do with Nate. We want him to be our swing tackle and put pressure on the guys who are starting and, you know, to just continue to get better and play. Now, same time, I think Tyler Guyton and Terrence Steele are up for a challenge.
Sure.
And they're not going to back down, and that's what we like about both of them, and that's why I like our offensive line group as a whole. And but I do think Thomas is going to put pressure on both guys as far as that goes, and certainly the idea is that he could swing at either tackle.
Steven, what does a guy like Jaden Blue need to do in order to earn his way onto the game day roster?
Well, he started with a great week of practice. That's where it starts. And, you know, unfortunately, he missed a lot of camp. And when you're a rookie, that's difficult, you know, when you miss, you know, some serious time in camp, you know, is getting your hands around and getting the coaches confident you can execute. But I think he answered the bell this week, and I think he's got an opportunity to be somebody who can really be bring some juice to our offense and be somebody that can really help us. And I don't know if it's going to be this week, but if not this week, I'm sure he's going to be pushing. And the other thing he can bring is some juice to our special teams group as well. So we're fired up about that and what he can do for us.
How much did Kenny Clark change fundamentally who the Cowboys are on defense?
Well, I think he just makes – well, anytime you bring a Pro Bowl-type player, which he is, and an all-pro type player for that matter, and what he brings to the room, the locker room, but also the defensive line front in there with Solomon Thomas, you know, that was a big piece for us. Everybody says –
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, could you add another pick or two? What we were wanting was that interior piece, and that was a big part of that trade. And when we got, you know, to get him along with the two ones, which were a big part of the trade, that really kind of made our decision for us. And he's going to make a difference all year.
How about the freaking legs on those guy, that guy?
Oh, the guy's built for action. He's built for the interior line in the NFL, which we all know is not for the faint-hearted. That's where, as Jerry likes to say, that's where real football is. That stuff around the edges. With the skill guys, it's a whole different sport than what those interior guys do inside.
Jerry was visiting with the media earlier and mentioned it certainly could lead to the team being more aggressive in free agency in the future after the Micah trade. And I know fans are looking like, oh my gosh, look at all the salary cap space we have to play with here, Steven. Do you envision that also being the case moving forward? Or do you guys kind of have this stuff earmarked so far in the future where, hey, we got X, Y, and Z we also need to pay?
Well, it's already starting to happen with Bland, and I see it as a combination. I see it as, you know, obviously you get you feel great about getting Bland done. You know, it's obviously been out there that we're working on Tyler Smith. You see a Lepke, which might would have been a casualty if, you know, you're having to put as many resources as it takes to sign the top guys in the league. You know, it lets you look at it. Improving your unit, Jadeveon Clowney. And that's why I think when Jerry says, you know, you're talking about trading one guy who is elite, no one should ever underestimate the fact that we didn't understand that Mike is elite. I mean, he is. But when you start comparing one player to 5-6 players and what that is, you know, then that starts to make more sense in terms of what we're looking at. But obviously, if you had Micah, you wouldn't be looking at Clowney right now. Obviously, we get a great piece inside and, you know, in Clark. So, you know, it's starting to add up already what happens when, you know, why you're talking about multiple players versus one player.
Watching the game last night in Green Bay in week one, it seems like if the Packers did go on a Super Bowl run, the Cowboys might be the most mentioned team of that game as well.
Well, that's what comes with it, and we understand that. And like I said, certainly Mike is a great football player, and we knew that when we made the deal. But that's part of the business we're in, and we understand that.
Is he firing guys up over there with how he's talking and dancing? And he's got a lot to say, doesn't he?
Well, we'll let Micah be Micah. We got to worry about the Dallas Cowboys, and it starts Sunday against the Giants.
I like it. Steven Jones here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Is it a difficult negotiation potentially with Clowney because of his age and injury history and what he's been paid in the past?
Well, all those things are just a part of any negotiation. It's the full body of work's looked at when you decide to pay a player. And with that comes, age, injury. With that comes how disruptive and productive a player is. Those are all things that get factored into where you ultimately come up with a number.
What would you say is probably the biggest misconception that we have from the outside looking in when it comes to these contract talks?
I think just the, I think the biggest is you can't just flip a switch and think the deal gets done. They have a process they go through, and there's agents who want to be really slow to trigger and believe that, hey, if I don't get a deal this year, waiting another year, as long as my guy, doesn't have something catastrophic type injury or something, they're right. Usually the number goes up, and they're just not, they're certainly not intentional to get in there and get something done. And obviously the bigger the contracts, which we've been through lately between probably like no other team, between having two of the top non-quarterback players in the NFL and Dak, those things have a lot of moving parts to it. And I'd say that's probably the biggest thing I, hear or see out there, that people just think you can say, okay, we're going to get this contract done today. That's just not how it works anymore. And there's a lot of moving parts to it. And, the timing's got to be right. And, sometimes that takes, time to get things done.
Steven, we all sit there every week and watch Brandon Aubrey make field goals from the middle of the field, the logo, all day. And I was just wondering, there's not a great history of kickers and negotiations and stuff. How do you, is there something you go off of? Do you have an idea? It seems like a really difficult position to have to pay because of the unknown.
Well, I think the biggest thing is these kickers keep getting better and better, the pool of them. I mean, they're very accurate. They're very good at what they do. More and more, they have most of them have great leg strength. And but there's always differentiators. Certainly, no doubt that our guy has performed as good as anyone in this business over the last 2 or 3 years. And, you just there's certainly – precedent for those who perform at high levels, and then there's the next level down. And believe me, it you get into the finite detail of this stuff, and it's certain. Then you got to decide, is that worth it to pay a premium, for analytically, more yardage, percentage, all the things that would go into a kicker, and those are all things that we'll evaluate when it comes to our kicker.
All right, Steven, how nervous should we be about this Deron Bland injury? I feel like we're snake bitten here. We can't get him and Bland out there.
I really do think we're going to be fine. You hate it when any injury happens, but it was a freak injury in terms of how he did it. But we feel really good that it's going to be of the short end of the stick in terms of how much time we'll miss. Hopefully not more than a couple games.
Obviously, that's a next man up situation. What makes Reddy Stewart the guy over, say, Zion Childress?
I think it's just, he's done it. He's been with Flus, and, that's where they're comfortable right now. I love Zion Childress, too. I think he's a football player. I think he's a baller. And, I think he'd do a good job as well. And but you're right. It's next man up, and there's a good chance Zion's going to be dressed out for this game and be a part of this. And we have a lot of confidence in Coach Flus and his staff to get the right guys out there and then get them in the right spot to win the football game.
All right, Steven, before we let you go, I got to give you some props, and I got to eat some crow, because at camp I said I didn't think you guys would ever let go of a star player, and the agents were exploiting that, and you said I was about 90% wrong, and I believe you guys showed what you had a couple of weeks ago there.
Well, you got to always be willing to do what's best for the organization, and you're always going to have people who don't who are going to have second thoughts on that. Not everybody's going to be 100% in agreement, but I'll also tell you that we spent a lot of time on this, and it evolved over time, and it was full body of work, and we felt like we we did the best thing for our organization, and I wish Micah nothing but the best.
Cowboys Giants Sunday at noon. Give him hell, Stephen. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
There he goes. Salute to you, Stephen Jones, with you here in the G-Bag Nation every Friday at 3 o'clock here on The Fan, brought to you by Ford, the official vehicle of your Dallas Cowboys. C-Note's coming up. We'll react to what we learned from Stephen and get some Cowboys news of the evening coming up next year on The Fan.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.